My phone is blowing up with the latest celebrity gossip and entertainment news, from TV to movies to music, with The Bronc Buzz on 107.7 The Bronc Retro. Oh my, what the what is going on today?
Welcome to The Bronc Buzz, your daily dose of sizzling celebrity drama and entertainment news. I'm your host, Heather Batesel, coming at you from 107.7 The Bronc Retro, here at Rye University. Today's Bronc Buzz is sponsored by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From homemade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pasta to fresh steaks, chops, and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's boroughEateryBar.com. Meta's Chief Operating Officer, Sheryl Sandberg, has announced that she is leaving the company after 14 years. No news has been released if she is moving to another job, and although she is leaving this position, she has announced that she will continue to serve on the board of directors for Meta. Other news, the jury has spoken. The long-anticipated announcement of who will win the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard case has been given a final verdict. It is official, Captain Jack Sparrow has won his case against Amber Heard for her defamation case. Here is the official video of the jury's final duty to the case.
Quote, "We've reached the beginning of the end of Ms. Heard's abuse hoax against Johnny Depp," end quote. Do you find that Ms. Heard has proven all the elements of defamation? Answer, no. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $2 million. As against John C. Depp II, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $0.
Shocking news, as Christine Quinn was not invited to the 2000 MTV Movie and TV Awards Unscripted. Christine is known for her role in Selling Sunset, one of the reality TV shows on the network. In response, she says that Selling Sunset only got a certain number of tickets. Christine goes on to say that she is very shocked that they are excluding her. That's all for today. Today's Bronc Buzz was presented by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek at their everything is made from scratch and cooked order menu online, it's cafe72ewing.com. And don't forget to check back in for your next episode of The Bronc Buzz with your host, Heather Batesel, here at Rider University.
The tea never stops spilling, so stay notified with The Bronc Buzz every day. And to catch up on past gossip, you can listen to The Bronc Buzz on your favorite podcasting platforms through our website, 1077thebronc.com/BroncBuzz. As we return to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.